That's where we're at.
You want to do the office bid thing first, or you want to do it after the 1 o'clock?
I'd like to do Oakmont. We've got these two fellows, and then I don't care other than that.
Why don't you just hang out, Linda? We'll take that. We're just going to do Oakmont real fast and then insert you in there.
Well,
whatever fast is.
Okay, call our meeting back to order. And we've got two gentlemen about the Oakmont parking lot. Bob, if you want to speak to us, come to the mic there and give us your name for the record and what you're looking for.
Okay, thank you. Robert Hinke, H-E-H-N-K-E. Bob, go by Bob. I'm on the board there at Oakmont. Our parking lot and our road from 86 back to the rec center, you know, has been in pretty bad condition, and it seems to be the thinking of a couple of the people at Oakmont. Steve's the only one with a good enough memory and has worked there all this time. Originally, and we thought we had some documentation, but our secretary couldn't find it. She thought we had a letter, but back when there was some kind of an agreement made between the county and the folks at Oakmont about this being used as a polling place and that we, the county, would maintain the parking lot and do so. And they did. Originally, they put in our parking lot and the road to the parking lot, and then they resurfaced it the last time was in like the mid-90s. Now, Steve was working for us at the time, and some of your folks were too, that he thinks it would remember that.
Can I up the mic, Steve, if you would.
It was done back when Wade Meadows and Fines Keys was commissioners.
Okay.
Can I speak to my knowledge on this? I have a pretty good knowledge of what went on at that time and what happened. And it puts us in a little bit of a complication, but we can maybe work around it or we can figure out some way around it. That was in a trade. Oakmont had... Taney County had property up close to the highway. The Finest Keys originated with Mr. Morris, and they did a trade on the end of Tate Road to put the salt barn down there instead of at the other location. In this trade was the polling place and the chip and seal of that parking lot and that driving surface, because the property in the front was worth 10 times what it is was where the salt barn is now. And so that was the way that worked out. I know there was just a little bit of a controversy or discussion about it whenever the trade was made because of the upfront property versus where the salt shed is now and the difference that was made. The actual polling place was the influential matter that brought it to come to place, was the fact that they polled had the polling place there and they chip and sealed it. Now, for us to do anything different, it wasn't. See, we can do things with intergovernmental agreements, but for us to do anything outside of a trade that was made back in the 90s, I'm going to have to ask Bob about, for me, a legal opinion on whether we can do such a thing. I think that Donna has read to us that in the statutes where it says that there is some upkeep of polling areas, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I think she...
We did a ramp, I think a handicap accessible ramp recently last year.
Bradleyville Schools,
we did a ramp for them.
So there may be some way around this, gentlemen. I'm not trying to beat you down on a deal or anything like that. I just want to make sure that we know all the facts and how that took place. And are you recalling the same things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much is it, are we looking at? Any idea on the cost?
Yeah, well, Steve measured it, and he's got the dimensions there. Now, I told Chuck this over the phone. I mean, we try to work with the county. We don't ask the county to do anything for us. We do a lot of our own work out there.
Sure.
But we all pay taxes. But we would probably be in agreement to try to work out something. If you could you know, where we could pay part of the cost and you folks pay it.
Okay.
We wouldn't ask you to do any maintenance work on it. We do that. In fact, we maintain a lot of the county roads. And you know, when they need them and when the snow needs to be pushed, and Frank and Randy know that, we work with the county. We don't ask for a lot. And it seemed to be the thinking that the county had did this and had resurfaced it once. And you know how blacktop or chip and seal roads are. I mean, you know, they get to the point, and this is deteriorating pretty fast. So sooner or later, I think it needs some work on it. So
it's a lot easier for us. We're just like with us brush hogging and everything. It's a lot easier for us just go ahead and sit down, hits the edge of roads as we're going through there.
Right.
You know, and it kind of keeps it knocked down throughout the year in between us and you guys. Same way in snow plowing and spreading gravel. The board went ahead and let me get liquid calcium, so I'll be able to help more with the county as far as the steep hills and curves, keeping them what they're melting.
And I don't have, gentlemen, I don't have a problem. I'm not voicing an opinion again what you're trying to do. I just want to look for a way that we do it where it that we don't have every neighborhood in the county us to come.
There's a lot of times, you know, we try to make sure our property owners can go whenever they need to go. And, you know, it's kind of like you may be at work at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, at 2 o'clock, we're out there getting the roads open.
Yeah.
Where Frank's boys, you know, they may still be in Branson trying to work their way that way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And it just helps out both directions.
Have you been out there to look at this?
I have. I've not looked at the road portion. I thought the request was just for the parking lot. Randy did up an estimate for us, and it was...
Estimate for the parking lot?
Yes.
What's the estimate then?
$2,500.
And then the road is...
900 feet long.
Yeah, well, it's 745 times 20. Are you doing per square foot? Is that what we're doing here? Is that what the square foot price is? Is that if I divided your square footage of that 2,500, is that safe?
The parking lot, I figured that on the square yards.
Square yards?
Yeah.
Okay. 37 equals divided by 9.
If
632.
I would like to actually... I'd like to have Donna read that statute to us on that polling place, and I'd make a motion on the polling place deal if it's left up to our upkeep. I mean, I'd make a motion for that. What I'm trying to do is break it down to where we got our facts, we got the simplest thing, and we can say we can do that.
Sure.
The road might be a different thing, but we would have some kind of discussion about what we could do on it. You know, and there's a possibility that we can't do something, but we can do something else. So do you care if she have her look that up or have call Paulson, have him get with Donna and look at it? She'll have it available right there handy. She's got the moving the
It's a much nicer polling place than it was last election too. We spent a lot of money remodeling that whole rec center and
right.
Really got it looking great.
If I'm doing the math right, it looks like about $6,600 to do the driveway and the approach. Does that sound out of line?
No.
It looks like using the same numbers, the formula you used on the parking lot. The approach, the 745-foot approach, is about $6,600 to overlay that, I guess. Wherever we're doing the parking lot, using that same per square yard price.
Chip seal?
Yeah. So I guess the other question I would have is, it sounds like, and I would ask the road bridge, They seems like they do a little bit of maintenance on our road right now, our roads over the last multiple years. If it's maybe some ice.
Snow removal is the one that I'm most aware of.
Yeah. So if we were to put a dollar figure with that, trade out some of that labor and that effort and apply it toward this, you know, we're trading some.
Yes. I'm more in line with what you're thinking there. My concern with calling this, call what it is, a polling place, but there's many other polling places in the county where.
Right.
If we use this as a precedent, that could. But it's also unique that they service our roads to some extent, and that's not common at all throughout the county.
So let me ask you guys, gentlemen,
it looks like, if I'm just rounding here, about $9,000 to do everything we're talking about. If I'm using the same formulas that Randy, how much of that could you guys match?
Well, you know, if we could share the cost, I don't know what, I'd have to talk to the other board members, but I think I've got the authority to say we'll, you know, we'll...
50%?
How much?
50%?
Yeah, I'll try to get that. I'll try to get that.
They're pretty reasonable. They're not hard to get along with on things.
Heretofore, I think we've worked with the county pretty good. I mean, you guys have been responsive pretty much, except on the nuisance ordinance. I see that on the panel out there. You had a talk about nuisance today. I think we could go along with 50% of that.
So we're looking at $4,500. The question I would say is, what I'd like to do is talk to Donna, see how much money she can allocate to election polling places just for upkeep.
That's another.
And then come back and say, Frank, how much? What's a dollar figure for snow plow removal and all that that they've been doing, and see if there's a number we can come up with. Because what we're asking basically is $4,500.
$4,500 worth.
But what I would like to talk to her about is her election fund.
Uh huh.
And how much is available, and if she could do half of the half, well, we would be on our way.
So you want to table this and then?
No, I would, unless she's, if she's here, I'd like to get her in here on the conversation.
You want to?
I'd like to get it done. I'd like to get it done for you. And like I said, if it reaches a point to where I think there's something a little bit, I'll say no just as quick as I say yes, you know, that's just the way I am.
Just so to let you know, the parking lot area is $2,500. That's what the estimate was. So if we want her to pick up the parking lot for the voting precinct, we'll take care of the road part.
And then we can do the road with the share part, see?
Right.
So.
Let's see what we can do.
Yeah, we appreciate that. That's
well, it's the right thing to do. I mean, it's if you guys are helping us on getting access, I mean, helping us keep the road clear.
Well, we do. We're a long ways over in the corner there. We, like I said, we've got equipment and we've got some men and
we run 2-ton dually trucks in the wintertime.
Right.
We snowplow and we got spreader boxes on the back of them, which we put out, you know, winter chips. The only thing is that's changed is this last winter, the board went ahead and okayed me to get the liquid calcium chloride to start using it. So that's going to help quite a bit as far as helping keep the roads open out there.
You guys can't get everywhere right at the crack of dawn. I live on a road maintained by the county, supposedly, but, I mean, our guys... I hear their snowplow bright and early in the morning, long before you have an opportunity to get over there. So, and I appreciate that Randy came out twice there. I had a little problem on the road. We have a problem on the rain, and we figured out a little solution on Amanda Road. You know, maybe it's going to have to result in some work. I'm sure he's talked to you about it. But I do appreciate you guys responding quickly and coming out. It was, I know after that rain, he had problems all over the county, and I appreciate you coming out.
Could you just go ahead and leave us a phone number, and we'll just call back.
She's at lunch,
she may not even be planning on returning.
Who do I leave that with?
Just
coming right here, and I'll make sure I circulate it three ways here.
All right, good.
We'll just have it up the office
right here.
Steve, are we going to need to prep? Do you have any soft spots or anything?
Brandon's looked at it, so
we've got a couple of little chuck holes in it. You know, it's nothing really.
You've looked at it, Randy?
No, I figured that off of ArcGIS, the parking lot area. Got the measurements and figured up.
Okay, I'm wrong. I thought you had gone out there physically. Okay.
No, I was going to go look at it.
It just this last winter knocked a few holes, just about that big in.
Okay.
They're probably
nothing major at all.
Probably 5-6 of them total in the whole deal.
Yeah.
And then as far as, if you need the shoulder shape back.
That's right. You don't call it, right?
Shave them back real quick.
Well, I think that's the best for us to call you back as soon as we find out from Donna what she can do and your participation in
helping us out can be considered, and then we'll just go from there. And if there's, we were trying to stumble onto something that we can't do,
The only thing I can't do is I don't have a sweeper, so we may have to sweep it.
If we're going to do it ourselves, we can do that. So.
Okay, we appreciate that. While I'm here, if I could bring up just a couple quick things that, while Frank is here, and you know, we talked some time back, and you were out with Randy, and you looked at the work we did on Orchard, and you thought that was great. We had it, you know, up to specs, county specs, and we've still got work to do on Mulberry because we had a guy that rented a dozer and screwed up our road, so we've got to go back. We've got to acquire another lot or two, and we don't have that done that we talked about, that curve from Pete's to Mulberry, you know. Steve will get that done when you get back on that. But and in McMean, and I talked with Randy the other day when he was out, we talked about McMean, that's such a heavily traveled road. We've got an issue over there because there's only a 20-foot right-of-way. It would seem that we have talked to the people along there about trying to get that land, but they didn't want to work with us. But it would seem that the county would have authority to say, right of eminent domain or something, that you're going to take that to make a 40-foot right-of-way if that's what you require, or to do a variance on the right-of-way, because that is a road, I know you agree, that's a road that really should be a tremendous amount of traffic, and more so now, him and I bet Big Cedar, maybe they'd even pay for part of it, I don't know. But I wish you'd take a good look at that McMean, and I know you're familiar with it.
Isn't there a section of McMean that they're contemplating Big Cedar taking over?
That's kind of a rumor.
That's what's already paved up on top, Frank.
Okay.
But actually, McMean, where it turns, I think that's Hillcrest, where it turns, and Chip still keeps going down Hillcrest. McMean shoots straight off over the hill. That's Base Rock. The problem in the past is it's been that we only have a 40-foot right-of-way on McMean from there on down through there.
40 or 20?
40.
Would you have 40?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
I mean, I can make a 20-foot road bed for you guys. Mm-hmm. I'll have to jackhammer the rock off an edge, bring it out, and make the road wide enough to get your 20-foot road bed itself.
Today's standard is 50.
Okay.
For anything new taken in.
We wish you'd work with us again, and we could talk about McMean, and we'll do the work. And you know, that the project that we haven't finished yet that we talked about today, both you fellows came out. You recall that?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And we'll do the work. You know, we'll do all of the excavation, the grading, and everything, and get it up to so it's ready to go for you. Now, that's a real safety issue down there on that end because if any emergency vehicles or anything, you know, to get in, you recall that was the reason for making the.
Right.
What we're looking at, Chuck, on McMean part of it, what we're saying safety issue is Blue Green put more in on Wilderness Club there. They put in another full section of condos through there. Well, then people drive all them roads and they don't pay attention to the 25 mile an hour. I mean, they just, which don't bother me. My old grader's big enough. You know.
It won't hit you.
It might be someone, one of these little ones like this.
Yeah.
So we'll gladly work with you like we have in the past, but I can't guarantee you that once it is brought up to standards that we'll automatically take it in.
I know you've got money issues. I know, I understand that. We haven't got our work done on there yet, but once we get it all done, we'll talk to you and have you come out and look at it and see if you're satisfied and if we meet the. So I just didn't want you to forget about us since we've been a little slow in getting that. I'm just saying we've had some complications.
Let me ask you something. Frank, are those long, narrow lots like some of those that we had in the past, or are they wide?
I'm not sure exactly where we're talking about.
Some of those lots in Oakmont are long real narrow.
These going down McMean, down through there, Danny, they're run 90 wide.
Oh, okay. Well, they're wider than some that we've had to deal with.
It still falls underneath the two for building lot, you know. Yeah. But they're pretty decent size for Oakmont. You know, I mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that's in there. It's a lot less than that. So.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's your comment.
Them 25 by 75s.
Yeah.
Yeah, them sets way back in the wood back there.
One last thing, if I may. I noticed on your agenda out there that you had a nuisance something. Now, of course, we've been on that nuisance thing ever since the county decided they were going to pass this nuisance order because we only have so much authority in enforcing our covenants, and we're not the police force. But we thought, boy, this was great that you guys can now put some teeth into this. And, of course, we've had no luck in getting that done. What is the latest? Are we going to, in fact, have a county nuisance ordinance, or is that a thing of the past?
Let me address what we did today. We assigned the lady in the back is our purchasing manager. She is going to be contacting some attorneys so that we can see what it's going to cost, and what we're pretty much committed to is turning over all nuisance cases to a private attorney so that we can just get through the legal system faster. Right now, we have been hampered by our county counselor has got plenty of things on his plate. The prosecuting attorney has got lots bigger issues than nuisance case.
Man, these things cost money.
They cost money. So what we're doing is, since we do have a nuisance ordinance, we've got to enforce it. So we're evaluating the cost of, well, not evaluating. We've asked Linda to go out and get prices of what the hourly rate is from attorneys to do the litigation part of the nuisance. So we're going to outsource it all to somebody else so we can actually have some teeth to the bite, because right now we're just gumming everybody and they're not.
No, it's
a mess. But we have an ordinance until November. Now, it sunsets in November. We have to, as a commission, re-vote on the whole nuisance ordinance. But right now, we're planning on going out to find out who's going to who has the time to take these cases on and actually take them to court.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll wait. I know it's a difficult thing.
We're hoping next Monday we'll assign an attorney and start the process.
Well, he or she's going to be busy.
I believe so, too.
$125 an hour or $150 an hour or whatever it is.
I'd like to do $125, I don't think we found one of those yet.
Really? Yeah. It's an issue for us, too.
Right.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
And
Frank will probably be the coordinator. Well, probably someone from the commission office will let you know about what we're, from a financial part, what we're doing. So.
Okay. And I'll just wait to hear back. I think I gave on that cell phone number, he passed it down. I think it's 1558. I think I wrote 1559. Yeah. Steve, 1558, my cell phone number. I think it is.
You just want to call it real fast?
No, okay.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Nice to see you again. Take care.
Yeah.
All right. 1558. I'll make that change here. Frank, okay. We're interrupting your time anyway. Linda has the office supplies thing. She would like to get that knocked out real fast, and then just it shouldn't take very long, I don't think.
Yes, ma'am.
And just as she's coming up here, the assessor budget is on the agenda. James has asked to remove that. He's not prepared to talk about it today. He was a little caught off guard. So if it's all right, under the assessor's budget.
So drop it.
He said just drop it, and then he'll come back up. He looked at his fund. I think Rick and James talked about this fund, and he's got money through August, it looks like. So he said, well, Rick is committed to bring it back up when funds get low enough to transfer.
Yep.
So he said he'll deal with it at the appropriate time.
This says the attachment for number one. Here's the attachments. I didn't have a chance to make copies, and my machine tore up on my way.
Are we making decisions on every line item here?
No.
Okay.
We have four responders to the office supply bid. It was Sifford Office Products, Springfield Office Supply, Office Max, and Staples. I put those up there so you guys could briefly look through them. Everybody's really generally pretty close. Somebody might be a dollar or two higher on this and a dollar or two lower on this. the things that really mainly affect us, the toner and the ink, again, we're still in the same vicinity on the local reps from Springfield have came down to meet big company pricing.
Okay.
The Staples have offered us National Joint Power Alliance pricing that we can get anyways because we're already a member of. Office Max has presented us with America Saves. I had an evaluation team. I'd like to just pass this up so she
toss it up here.
That. Oh, great.
You feel like a girl. But I'm fine. Thank you so much. I'll be here all week. Thank you.
I put an evaluation team together. The treasurer, Helen Suti, accounts payable, Joanna Jasper, Maggie No from the sheriff's office, and myself. We ask all four to come and give us some information on their company and what they can do for Tatum County, as all prices were really pretty close. They did all state that we could use our P cards at no fee, which we already know we get the 1% cash back. Everybody was pretty similar. Sippert's does have a restock fee if it's over 30 to 60 days of returning it, which normally doesn't happen. If we have a return, it's usually pretty close to after receiving it. Delivery and fees, everybody's pretty similar. Sippert offers one day and are willing to add two if needed. The part that came into play really big is the incentives. Office Max is offering us a program called America Saves, and the prices that you're looking at in that book is based on the volume that we purchased from them last year. We purchased right at $99,000 worth of office supplies last year. $65,000 of that was spent at Office Max.
Okay.
If we are on this program and we make them the primary, and we spend like we did this year, then that would be what our return is.
We get a $3,250.
Is that the very last page you're looking at? It's like $11,700, I believe, with all incentives together.
Okay.
There's a volume allowance, a conversion allowance, electronic commerce, and also a 2% if we use our P card.
So you're saying if we use our new RVS card, that we have a procurement card, and go with the Office Max as our primary, and with all their incentives, we could save on a $66,000 purchase $11,000.
We could get that much back. Yes, that's correct.
So we spent based off a $66,000 spend, we'll save that much money coming back.
We should be a little bit over $12,000. That did not count the
RVS.
Right, using our card.
Well, then it makes that's pretty.
It's pretty cut and dry.
Pretty cut and dry when you're talking about a savings that huge.
Right.
What is that? 15%? 12%? 66,000, you said, right? Wow. But still, that's.
I'm
letting down.
Do we do this like we have done in the past, make one primary and then approve all?
That's what I would like to do. Now, the first 60 days is like a double incentive, so I would really like to push with your approval, sending out an email. They think it would take an estimated time of 2 weeks to get us all set up on this and switched over, but I would like to really push using Office Max since we get all that incentives back.
18%.
But I also want to give people their discretion. I mean, you know, I know that the computer department orders toners from Springfield Office Supply. But if all
possible, us money.
I'd really like to push the Office Max as much as it's going to save us.
We have the authority to enforce that. That's one of the few statutes that require all elected officials, if we want to, they can require them to go through purchasing. So, I'm all for it. So who's your seconder? What's your order of what's your recommendations then? Office Max is your primary?
And we discussed all three as the secondary. Listing all three as the secondary.
Okay.
And your group, you were telling us you put together, you're unanimous on that?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I make a motion to do so.
So
you're moving to Office Max number one, and then all the Sifford, Springfield, and Staples, all as your secondary choices.
Yes.
Second that motion. Questions, comment?
Is there sometimes, is there a question availability?
No.
Okay.
Nope, they're really good. I will, as soon as we set up the meeting, get the contract signed and get everything in place, I'll issue an email prior to that encourages everyone and explains the incentive rebates that we'll be getting back so that we can push them to do that. Thank you very much.
Happy to vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Question, does that capture all of our purchases in the office?
Yes, that was from Joanna and Rick in the auditor's office.
No, I'm saying to move forward when we go with this program, you're just saying use a P card and an Arvis card?
It'll be the same card. It'll be our Arvis card.
Okay.
That is a P card.
Arvis card is our new Arvis card is the procurement card.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
So it'll all be set up and ready to go when I email and let you know.
Great.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Linda. Switching back to Road Bridge. Can I just ask one thing? Are you going to go to Oakmont and get a price then on the driveway, the approach, and parking lot to give us an estimate of what it's going to cost us for us to do that?
Yes.
Okay, you are going to do that.
Yep.
Okay. Then that's perfect.
Aren't you, Randy?
Yes, we are. And we said yes.
Do you want them broke out or just?
I would think so because I think we're going to get some money from election fund, hopefully.
Road and parking lot.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right, shall we go? Want to talk about Quail Road?
We can. Package for you.
Well, that's it for me. Here you go.
I'm good. I did visit the site last week. It's a little larger than I guess was communicated to us. It is roughly 189 feet to the back of the fence line that you'll see in one of the pictures. It's not a very straight ditch, and it appears there's some type of drainage coming out from the side lot of the next door neighbor. There are two pipes that are at the street at the beginning of this drainage outlet. Without shooting a survey out there, it does appear that the entire neighborhood, this round one-block neighborhood, does drain to this, as that being the low spot of the neighborhood. Randy, would you agree with that? So the estimate that you see in front of you is the estimate that it would cost to go from the junction, from the beginning of the two pipes that we'd have to put into one. We would have to oversize that, cover the entire length of the project, and there would need to be a junction box about halfway down because our maximum that we would prefer for maintenance purposes is about 60 feet. We could stretch that a little bit, but we usually don't like to.
Well, I went on site Friday at 2 o'clock, and the Upper Ten Horn, I was hoping I'd catch somebody there so I could visit with. There was a car parked across the parking lot, or across one of the parking areas of the houses. But
not yours, Chuck, the one Danny has. He has prices on it. Yeah,
I got that. Anyway, I was surprised to see that the upper Ten Horn.
I got one here.
Was one of the upper Ten Horns. I don't know that it's been in there as long as the subdivision's been in there. It's not rusted through, but it is totally rusted for sure. The top side of where it comes off of both.
It looks like it could be original installation.
Yeah, it's original installation. I'd say that I don't know how long. How long that subdivision's been in there, but it's I'd say 10 to 20 years.
I was thinking the 70s myself.
Well, that's what I just looked at it, and usually a galvanized tin horn of any kind will not show that kind of Now, there is places there where the ditches looks to me like could be on that upper side need to be cleaned or shaped. And then also there is a, as it comes out of the backside, the way the culverts come out the backside there, I don't know whether those things are funneled together and cause an erosion type situation or if they could be spread. But I went out there last Friday at 2 o'clock and was hoping to meet a gentleman there. I called the office and actually called Randy at home. But personally, I can't see that it is a county problem other than the fact that, we do, I think, need to do some maintenance work on removing some gravel and stuff from the upper side ditch. I just wonder if there's some water that's running across the road from the way that the gravel's washed up on. I would say that would be your south side or... Doesn't show it in this picture. I mean, that's kind of surprising, okay, but it doesn't show where it's on the. Well, it's because you got the lower side, and this is on the upper side where I'm talking.
I'm gonna chime in to say this is way more than I want to spend on this. We don't even have easements. I understand it's a washout, it's an eyesore, but I can pick out 100 of those across the county like this. I'm not in favor of, I mean, originally I think I was, what we didn't originally was 60 feet.
60 feet, we supply the
pipe.
Pipe and some material to cover it with.
A couple loads, yeah. So I'm not,
There's only another option. I don't know whether he'd be interested in that at all, but if Mr. Burton wanted to come in and fill out a form for extra material like we have on other locations, and he wanted to go ahead and buy the pipe and everything, I think we could
the surplus material, you know, the
surplus material form. I think we could probably go ahead and if they wanted to furnish the pipe and be responsible for their part of it there, it's on private property, but then I would be willing to talk to him, have him come in and fill out a form, and they put the pipe in and us have enough material there for them to cover it, because it's no different than what we would on excess dirt anywhere else, right?
I agree. And that would be a coordinated effort to, you can't just dump on along the edge of the road and run out of room real quick, so somebody would have to be moving it as the project was.
Right, but he has, you know, as you pull in both drives, you have the capability of dumping from both sides there. I looked that over as I was out there trying to figure out some way that we could do this and it not violate, you know, private work practices, and that's the way that I've seen it, is if we could take several loads that could be there, and he could have a piece of equipment come in and smooth it all out if he had his pipe in the ground. So that's the way I seen. He wanted me to come and visit, and that's the way I seen it. So
the cost of the pipe, I went with a 24-inch plastic black corrugated pipe, smooth interior, and the reason I did that for was, without reworking the ditch to make it a straight line, the black pipe would be flexible to follow the contour that's existing, so you wouldn't have to rework the ditch. That pipe is a little bit more expensive, about $100 more per section than the corrugated metal pipe.
One thing that I did see there is that I took it from the first conversation, and we were talking 60, and then we went to 120, and now you say it's 180, and I seen it was quite a bit further than what we had talked about. But the ditch in itself has not undercut one way or the other. That ditch has been there a long, long time, and it's not like it's cut into a bank or cutting into the surface. It's in a straight line. Now, I could say that it's probably deeper than it has been at some time or another, but it's not like it's got some obstacle that's turning it in under a home or anything. That was one of my main concerns. Is there some rock bluff or rock, and it's just chunk rock. I mean, that whole development on that lower side has been filled in. You can kind of see that from the rocks and the material there. So that's where I'm at on it, gentlemen.
Is there such a thing as a box there where the culverts come out, like a retaining pond or well or whatever you call it? I see these boxes somewhere, and it catches the water, and then there's an outlet where it lets it out. I'm just wondering if you put in something like that, and maybe a small area of shot rock or something, and then just fill the ditch in with the dirt idea, maybe to cut the cost way down.
I've seen them, like an insertable retention pond that oozes out.
I'm just looking at this for as long as it's been happening. I mean, there's definitely a water problem, but it must not be just a huge water problem, or as long as it's been there.
Right.
So I'd say you'd see where it'd be cutting off to the side or something, and
we got some established bushes in there now. So, but I see what you're saying, Chuck. Some way to slow it down.
Have a basin there to catch it, to slow it down, and then some shot rock for 20 feet after that or something.
Have you looked at
your yard back from just the picture?
Okay, the way those pipes V in at the bottom. Down there from the top side, you look like you got one pipe. There's a pipe coming from somewhere else that comes in there.
Right here.
And the thing is, it's far enough. This driveway, there was a car parked this way up here, so like they wouldn't want anybody in there. And I pulled up here and stopped and didn't want to get out on private property too much, but I looked it over pretty good. And I don't know if the shot rock might be the cheapest way for him to go, other than trying to think about Tin Horn or culvert or something all the way down through there. If anything else, just to break the rapid flow of the water, if it had to go through, layered shot rock on the side for 25 feet, it would break the force of the water.
If a private citizen put pipe in a ditch like that, and something happened, the pipe plugs up, he would be responsible for it, but our water still has to get away from the road. We don't have any, if he's tapped in or tied into our pipes, whether in a box or whatever, we have to have some way of...
You have to have some kind of right of, it was just too long. It was just longer than what I anticipated even seeing. When we talked 60 feet, and then it was 120. And now you guys, whenever I went out there and looked, I could tell it was way...
189 to the back of the white fence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody going to contact Mr. Burton, or are you going to do that?
Well, I guess the retention pond option... or a basin or something like that. You guys want to look into that?
It's too close to the road, gentlemen, I believe. Don't you, Randy? Or?
I don't know that you can get enough flow away from the pipes that it wouldn't cause our pipes to silt up all the way to the other side, what I'd be a little bit afraid of.
This is
it
a very...
It really doesn't start dropping until it gets away from the road a little ways, and then it has quite a bit more fall.
The place is not much wider than this. It's not near, like the podium to the wall.
Right.
That's where this ditch is at. And as it gets farther away, it's farther away from the...
What if we offered shot rock and just run 20 or 30 feet with some shot rock right there? think that'd slow the water down enough that they could fill their ditch in with some of our leftover dirt. And because again, where that water comes out there, like you said.
You know, a good example of this kind of exact problem is on Mount Branson up there where Mr. Davis lives.
O'Reilly? Right below O'Reilly?
No. You actually go around by Candlestick, and where it comes off of the hill from both directions, it comes, and he's poured a scooped out concrete drain to turn the water the direction that he wanted after it got into the drain ditch. It's past Candlestick, the first street on the left. As a matter of fact, I went and looked at his situation there, and I told him that there wasn't, you know, once we left the county easement there, there wasn't much we could do about it. And then I went back up, and he invited me back up to show me how he fixed the problem. And he actually just troweled him out of not a V-shape, but a U-shape, the tunnel that turned the water, like where this pipe comes out, turned it in a direction, and then if you put shot rock at the end of it, it'd break it up so quick that I think that, might not have any problem.
Well, if I heard Mr. Burton right, the sale was going through last Thursday, something like that.
So he said.
So we've got a new property owner. And if they're willing to give us a easement or something, and I mean, we're looking at, oh God, less than what this estimate is to do something like that. Are we willing to look at that?
I'm thinking.
We'll do whatever you ask us to.
Huh?
We'll do whatever you ask us to.
Safe answer.
Sheila, you got something for us while we're thinking?
My girlfriend started part of the conversation. Get Office Supply, get that Office Max, and then three others. And the Office Place, right? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot what that finger meant.
I didn't see it for them. Okay. The Office Place, and I was sitting there, I thought it would come to me. Right next to where Ventures is at. What we have a problem with is calculators. What you guys decided a while ago, were you saying that if we can't get calculators at one of these three places that you've listed, can we continue? Because I don't believe you listed the Office Supply place that we get our calculators at.
We got Staples, Office Max, Springfield Office Supply, and Sifford Office.
I believe it's Office Depot. It's located right there below Battlefield Mall next to, I believe it's Kmart there now. It's the only place that we have found our calculators. When we run out of our office supplies, when they quit carrying them where we bought them before, there's not that many people that use calculators like as we did. And if none of those places carry it, I know Staples doesn't. Office Max doesn't. Who'd you say?
Sifford.
I thought they mainly had. I think
furniture sometimes.
Yeah, furniture is what I'm more familiar with Sifford's them with.
Primarily furniture. It is for all office supplies.
Okay. Was there another
office
one?
Office Depot didn't respond to our bid request.
Okay.
I don't know what would happen, but it could be a sole source. I would actually have to see if it's.
Okay.
It's something we can't get through Office Max, and you need it. I mean, it'd be a sole source type of deal.
We have to have them. We use them on every desk, and it has to be a heavy, duty one. And I couldn't. And now, if anybody else can find it, that's fine. We searched the web, tried everywhere before we came up with them. So if it's a sole source,
there would surely be a way to do it.
If one of those, if one of those three places can supply. See, the reason we made the choice was the 18% savings.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care if they've got it, but I've never seen them to have it. I've never known them to have it.
We'd be in a situation, if you can't find it somewhere else, then you'd be a sole source, which would supersede the bid process.
Yep.
That's the question, because I've got to order
you. Okay.
Okay. Back to Quail Road.
So you're
I don't,
I'm no engineer, as everybody knows. I'm just thinking if, again, looking at it, it doesn't appear that for it to be no worse than it is after all these years, that there ought to be a fairly inexpensive way of, it's going to take dirt all the way down through there to fill it up, but I think if slow it down with the shot rock and something like Danny's talking about. Or
excess dirt. If we had, you know, if it had been done during the sewer project out there, we'd have had all kinds of material stuck in there, and then they could have run a, we could have V'd a pipe down through there. Open surface pipe on the top end of that is going to be a money saver in the long run, because it's such a long distance. We're going to be out there unplugging pipes or trying to unplug pipes forever.
That's scary. Well, why don't we see if we can get a hold of the new owner, check with Mr. Burton and see who's bought the place, if that's the case.
We leave that to you and them, but you be sure and tell him that I called you. I was on location there at last Friday because I promised the man I would be there, and I was. I didn't feel like it, but I went anyway. So
you guys are going to get with Mr. Burton and get the new names.
If it's changed hands.
Does anybody have Mr. Burton's number?
No. It's in the phone book. I can get it.
What's
for
his
you.
First name?
Dean.
Dean.
And have him apply for one of your, from the way, if you go, you got to almost see this to realize what it is, because it, I drove past it. I'll just tell you, I drove past it. It's so close between two houses.
Right.
And the ditch has been there for so long, it's got, look like wheat or sprouts or something that are tall right in the middle of it. And so it's been there for some time, and the rusty tin horn was pretty well the giveaway for me that we had something that had been there for before the sewer project. I wish it had been brought up before that was put in out there.
Frank or Randy, give it to me straight. Is my idea is that not going to play out? I mean, I don't want us to do something that's not going to.
I think there's what I'm envisioning is at the pipe head or at where the water comes out, put some riprap in there, and then regrade for 20 feet or so, 50 feet, slow it down, large rock, and then regrade the entire ditch to where it's a gentle swale, filling. So we do have the elevation drop to make that change. About halfway down, there's a drain pipe, black corrugated, coming from the neighbors, and I don't know what that's draining. That might be a minor concern, but I think it's possible. In doing it with excess fill that we have a stockpile of it at each yard. So it would turn into, you know, a job, but dropping a load or two a day there, which is what the room we would have to do without them pushing it. It's possible to do. What you're asking.
Yeah, but if we're reshaping stuff, that's
still
going to
get
equipment.
Absolutely. That's a big job that way.
Yeah. I asked both Davids on the other. There had never been a complaint on this ditch in
all these years.
All these years, not a complaint.
Well, I just tell you, I drove by it before I even seen it. I'd already turned up the road and just was looking. I thought, well, I'm not going to see a ditch like this uphill. So I backed up and turned around and drove back by it, and I seen it then. That's.
Well, I'd suggest that we ask Frank to call Mr. Burton and give him a description of our conversation. Danny's been out there and looked at it, and cost is more than we want to do it this way, and does he have a new owner that we could contact, or those kind of things.
I don't think we ever committed to anything. So I will let him know that we've had, I can show him these numbers and measurements, and we would like to talk to the new owner to talk about.
You say we didn't commit, not this year. I think we were mighty close to commitment if we didn't make one to haul some, to let them do the work, give them some materials.
Yes.
So, but this time around we haven't, you're right.
They have to fill out a form for that anyway, and it comes through us on
the... Yeah, we'd have to get an easement for drainage. Okay.
I'm still not clear. I'm to talk to the new owner and let them know that...
No,
the
call Mr. Burton first,
right, yeah,
and see if he can contact you with the new owner.
I'd like the request to come from the new owner. I don't want you chasing a new owner saying we're not interested. I mean, let's see what the interest level... But I'd like you to contact Mr. Burton, tell him that at this point with the estimates, the commission is not willing to spend that much money. Is that safe so far? And that if the new owner could contact you.
Okay.
How's that?
Very good.
I have to have a recess here. We got much more.
What else you got on your list there, Frank?
Wanted to let you know that there are, Mr. Penley asked me to look for speed minders and or devices like them. There are a lot of them out there. They average about 4,500 to 7,500. They do come with cameras as an option, but they are not admissible in court as far as giving people tickets. And we may want to consider getting a new. They do have a positive effect when you put them in a neighborhood, as we noticed in Fruit Farm. The first few days were heavy speeders and very high end. It's not uncommon for people to go 55 and 62, I think was our highest.
On Fruit Farm.
But after it being out there for the third day was the first positive effect we had in slowing people down. So having something like this, ours has to be taken out and brought in every night because it's a rechargeable. Technology is a little bit older.
Is that solar then? What is that?
There are several different ways. Most of them nowadays are solar.
Wouldn't it be less maintenance for us? I mean, labor intensive if it was solar? We wouldn't have to go out there every day?
Right. Yes. So I can look into them further, but the question was, do they come with cameras? Yes. One thing to consider in Cheney County is a smaller one would be probably better in using usability because of the right-of-way we have. Like on Fruit Farm, a trailer, you wouldn't be able to put it on certain parts of Fruit Farm. So if you want me to look into that, I can look into it further and get some costs. But it does help. And we noticed that on Bird Road when
Taylor Smith
called on a regular basis. When you put it out there, it does have a positive effect.
I'm in favor of him looking into it.
Me too.
We have too many speed.
If you would do camera and solar, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also...
And smaller. Smaller camera, solar.
Well, if they will record, my thought was as you were talking, that if it told us the timing that these folks were coming through real quick, then maybe the sheriff could come out at certain times and patrol it for an
time
hour.
Time stamp
and,
it.
They have that capability, yes.
Yep.
I think you got us.
Okay.
Shake of the head on everybody on that.
Met with Great River Engineering last week in regards to Lisa King at the corner of Hickory and Casey Road. They did go out and reshoot or survey the entire front yard. I showed Randy the plan. It's basically a regrading of the yard, and there's still a minimal amount of flow. And I think we can make an improvement. I'm not sure we'll get it 100%. It doesn't address the water behind her trees where the big humps are in the yard, and it doesn't address the fact that she wants a sidewalk in her front yard, which she didn't have prior to. And I also looked at the pre-construction video, and it wasn't really a telltale sign one way or the other.
She said to me, I did not request a sidewalk. What's a sidewalk doing here? All this kind of stuff. So sidewalk, okay. Out.
I think... another attempt to regrade that yard would make some improvements for her, but not 100%.
And I really don't know how you're going to do it with them trees in there.
Right, and I'm not sure that wasn't a problem before.
Yeah. Wouldn't hurt anything maybe for Chuck or Jim to run out and buy and look at that also. I mean, they have those big trees, and they're big old maples, aren't they?
Silver is that
maples. And they're the berm on them is... probably 6 or 8 feet and behind the house where the berm of the tree comes up is where the water's collecting mainly.
Didn't you have pictures and video and all that? I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't think the sidewalks, I mean, I've been out there too. I don't think the sidewalks
So what's our...
Do we want... My question is, do we want to... she's expecting something from us, and I think another attempt at regrading the yard is appropriate. I'm not guaranteeing it 100% that it'll drain.
But you're saying it is appropriate?
Yes.
From the shots that you've had, from the shots that you took or Great River took
Great
and everything,
River
so we need... The grade is not that sufficient enough to keep the water away.
That's correct.
Okay. So you're saying your recommendation is regrade?
Yes, based on
regrade, seed, do it all over again.
See, I hate to do that right now. If we could talk her into waiting until...
Fall?
Till September or August, mid-August to September, where people ordinarily seed,
mm-hmm.
we'd be a lot better off.
Well, I could approach
she
her
She would,
that,
too.
See if she's... I mean,
like October-ish you're talking about?
No, you can do it in August and September, and you start your growth, and it'll hold all winter then.
Well, I'm fine with... If your recommendations are regrade, I'm for regrading and reseeding, and let Frank decide when's the best time, which is leaning toward August, is what you're saying, Dave.
Late August to first September.
Chuck?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Chip seal's going good. We're working on Harp Lane right now. Had a request from a Jim Lawrence on Casey Road. He has one single crack down the center of his apron to his driveway. He would like his apron replaced on Casey Road. I looked at all of the other aprons on Casey Road, and I think there's six or eight ones that have similar cracks to them. And I would ask that Randy let him know that it's normal for concrete to crack. That's why we put expansion joints and deep grooves and things like that in them.
That's a straight line crack, too, isn't it? Or
it's pretty close. If we replace that one, we're going to have...
We got six more. I'm not in favor of replacing this.
We're going to open up a can of worms.
He's called three or four times on that. He's also got some minor chip cracking over here.
Yeah.
Is it a concrete failure?
Yeah.
No, is it concrete? I mean, is the...
No, the concrete didn't fit.
It's just
that concrete's going to crack.
Well, it is. It's always going to square out.
Expansion joint one in there.
It's always going to square itself out, too, so... Doesn't surprise me.
It's going to come out of there. It's just... It's just bothering me because it's got a big crack.
I understand the situation, but I respectfully say I don't want to spend money on redoing those aprons.
No.
On a $2.6 million road that we spent...
Maybe six or eight other people that probably want the same thing.
Is there such a thing as caulking something like that to keep it?
It wouldn't hurt to keep the moisture out.
Caulking would keep the moisture out, so it would freeze the freeze-thaw cycle, won't pop it.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea at all.
All right.
We had executive posted for today.
I think they took care of it in Bob's executive. Isn't that the executive?
That personnel?
Yes.
2 minute recess, please.
2 minute recess.
As
soon as you kill this,
I'll
And then we're going to talk about.
Hold on.